And now a look at what's happening in the arts and culture in South Louisiana. At the Hilliard University Art Museum, there are several exhibits on display, including a collection of sculpture and prints by John Buck called C'est Magnifique. John Buck is an internationally known sculptor, woodcarver, and printmaker. In Gallery A, he has quite a number of large, moving sculptures. A fascinating exhibit, and that's on display now at the Hilliard University Art Museum. For further information on it, you can go to their website. In Gallery B, a collection of contemporary folk art from the Hilliard's permanent collection. The Center for Louisiana Studies continues its backyard series tonight at Vermilionville. The presentation tonight is on urban Mardi Gras masking traditions in Lafayette, which date back to the 30s and 40s here in our community. That starts at 6:30 and goes until 8:30. It's a free program. And in addition to the Center for Louisiana Studies staff, Zydeco Mike and the Creole Headhunters, some of their members will be there talking about the Lafayette Creole masking and parading traditions. On Wednesday in Scott at Maison Begno, there will be a reading of The Grigri Sisters by Pat Cravens and Becca Begno. On the 9th, on Saturday, there will be a workshop for making Mardi Gras screen masks and capuchons. That's all at Maison Begno in Scott. The Friends of the Humanities here at UL Lafayette are offering a books and film course featuring New Orleans in fiction and film. The course will run Wednesdays, February 20th through March 20th, taught by Dr. Marianne Wilson. The class will be in Griffin Hall. For further information or to register, you can contact the UL Lafayette English Department. Habitat for Humanity in Lafayette has opened up applications for its home ownership program. The next meeting will be this Friday, February 8th, at the Hyman Park Recreation Center Gym from 6 to 7:30. Applications are available at that meeting, but they're also available from the Lafayette Habitat website or their office here in Lafayette. Registration is now open for the 6th Annual Women's Conference, co-sponsored by UL Lafayette and SLCC. The Women's Conference will be Tuesday, March 12th at the Cajun Dome Convention Center. To register, the website is www.southlouisiana.edu. At the Acadian Cultural Center at the Jean Lafitte National Historical Park and Preserve in Lafayette, the exhibit Becoming Louisiana, Path to Statehood is on display. The Arc of Acadiana has announced its annual bead drive. The campaign will run February 6th through March 20th. Beads will be collected, detangled, recycled, and resold. That will provide employment opportunities for the Arc's clients. To find out more about drop-off locations, the website is arcofacadiana.org. This Thursday in Grand Coteau, there will be an oral history presentation with Sharon Broussard Landry and Wilhelmina Broussard, both from Grand Coteau. They'll be discussing education and different experiences they've had growing up in the Grand Coteau area. The presentation will be filmed by John Sharp and retained in the archives of Cajun and Creole folklore at the Center for Louisiana Studies here at UL Lafayette. After that presentation, poet Michelle Pichon of Louisiana Creole Heritage will be reading from her poetry. Afterwards, there will be an open mic session. That's this Thursday from 7 to 9 p.m. in Grand Coteau at Casa Azul. This Friday, there will be a Cru de Canaille Mardi Gras dance at Vermilionville from 7 to 11. That's February 8th, this Friday. Ray Absher and friends will be performing. And this Saturday, opening at the Acadiana Center for the Arts in the main gallery, a retrospective exhibit of work by painter John Hawthorne. We'll be speaking with him later on this week about his work and the exhibit. The Bag Mat Ministry is offering a workshop this Saturday, February 9th, to help you learn to make sleeping mats for the homeless from recycled plastic shopping bags. That will be from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Grace Presbyterian Church in Lafayette. And next week, the Wanderlust Theater Company presents You've Got Hate Mail, opening on Valentine's Day at Theater 810. And we'll be speaking with Elsa Dimitriadis next week about that performance of You've Got Hate Mail. And the Koresh Dance Company will be performing at the Acadiana Center for the Arts February 14th and 15th. That's next week. And for a listing of programs on KRVS, you can stop by our website, krvs.org, clicking on the schedule button and downloading a weekly schedule. You can also podcast many of our locally produced programs. Just click on the program button and find your favorite program. Either listen to archived shows there or download them for listening to later on. And you can always support KRVS securely and easily at our website. Just click on the support or pledge now buttons and make your contribution. And if you'd like to donate a vehicle, down at the bottom of our page, just look for that big red button that says Donate Your Car or Vehicle. Click on it, and you can either fill out information about your vehicle or call the toll-free number there. Stay tuned to KRVS this afternoon and evening. We are with NPR's All Things Considered from 4 until 6 o'clock. From 6 to 7, Terry Gross hosts Fresh Air. At 7 o'clock on Tuesdays, we join Chris O'Reilly with From the Top. At 8, it's Night Train Jazz, locally hosted by John Green, and Ajahma Garnier's Passport to Modern Jazz from 10 until midnight. In just a moment, we will be joining NPR's All Things Considered.
This is Terry Gross, the host of NPR's Fresh Air. You can wake up to a collection of the week's best Fresh Air interviews and reviews on Saturday mornings. Join us for Fresh Air Weekend from NPR, Saturdays at 6 a.m., right here on KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles.
This is John Green inviting you to
performs next, piano and conducting the Columbia Symphony Orchestra, recorded in 1959 at the St. George Hotel in Brooklyn, New York. This is George Gershwin's Rhapsody in Blue.
Thank you.
Leonard Bernstein and the New York Philharmonic doing Gershwin's Rhapsody in Blue. It's 17 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock.
Thank you. KRVS Lafayette, Lake Charles.
And joining me in the KRVS studios this afternoon, I'm really happy to say, is Monica Hebert, who is the president of the board of Festival International de Louisiane. It is festival time, and you all have been working on wonderful ways to really get people worked up about festival, and you're kind of rolling things out in this wonderful way. You had your pin and poster unveiling just recently.
That's correct.
And some other great events coming up. So you're here to let us clue us in on some of these things.
Absolutely.
Happening.
The pin premiere is really our kickoff to the season where we start, you know, rolling things out. And so we unveiled the pin and the poster. And Fred Daspit was the artist for this year, and he has a 3-tier collection that we're going to auction off later on in the season. But those are available, pins and posters are available at festival office, or they are available online at festivalinternational.com. And then this week on Thursday, we are going to have something called Stand Up Lineup. And it's the first year we do it. And so we're trying to make a bigger splash on releasing our lineup. So we're going to release the lineup in 3 different stages on Thursday night downtown. And it'll start at 7:30. You can pick up packages, which include a free T-shirt. Well, it comes with a T-shirt. That is a limited edition T-shirt about stand-up lineup, a pin, a cup, a festival bracelet, and a few drink specials and stuff like that. And so that'll be this Thursday, and we're going to have some great artists helping us to do that. We're going to have Taylor Verrett, Sean Bruce, Mackenzie Borg, Fights, and then DJ Digital is also going to be assisting.
So this Thursday, what time does it start?
It begins at 7:30 downtown.
All right. And where is it going to take place downtown? One specific place, or?
It's going to be
all over?
Yeah, we have 3 locations. Okay. We're going to move from location to location.
Okay, so kind of a crawl.
It's kind of like a crawl. And so if you're interested in going to see these artists and getting to be some of the first people to know who's going to be joining us this year on our stages, go ahead and contact Festival International's office to find out how to receive a pack, how to purchase. Just a package.
All right. And in the packet, it will tell you everything you need to know.
That's correct.
All right. Sort of a mix of a crawl, a scavenger hunt, all kinds of things.
All kind of fun, exciting things.
All right. So Stand Up Lineup, and you do need to call Festival. You need to purchase those packages.
Correct.
And they can give you all the information about that. So you're kind of in the know first, ahead of everybody else. And plus, just a great time to mingle with people who love Festival.
Exactly. Because the full lineup isn't coming out until February 14th. So this is a way for you to see some of the bigger acts that are coming out early.
All right.
Be in the know.
Okay. And it sounds like it's a really good idea to be on your Facebook page, also your website, to just be connected with Festival, to hear about all these things.
That's correct. All these exciting things are always being posted on our Facebook page and on our website. So to stay tuned and keep informed, always make sure you are connected with us in one of those ways.
All right. And y'all have Twitter also?
We do. Okay? We have Twitter as well.
All right, so the social platforms seem to be just changing and developing quickly, so you got to keep
constantly
on top of them
updating.
All. Yeah. So that's a great way to find out what's going to be happening at Festival. And just remind people again of the dates of Festival. It's always the final weekend, but what are those dates?
This year it's April 24th through the 28th.
Okay, so you can be marking those on your calendar as well. So after Stand Up Lineup, what are some other ways that we can participate in Festival?
Well, we're always looking for amis, and that's what we call our Friends of the Festival. And that is also available online, and it's a way for you to give back to the festival to help us keep it free, because it is a very large event, and as everyone is, you know, very aware, we keep the festival free. We want people to be able to come and enjoy and be able to see and experience new kinds of music and arts and entertainment from all over the world. And so we ask people to please become a friend of the festival. You can become an ami, and you can do that at festivalinternational.com as well.
Okay, so it tells you how to do that and all the varying levels, I guess,
all the
ami.
Yeah. The smallest level is $25, so it's very reasonable for just someone to show their support on how much they appreciate everything we do.
It almost sounds so nice to be called an ami.
An ami.
Very friendly. Friendly term. And you're right, it keeps the festival fluid and relaxed and something that we've really come to appreciate over these many years.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So what other things are involved in festival? I know you've got a Courier du Festival.
Courier du Festival mm-hmm. is our 5K, and that's on the Saturday morning of festival. So it would be on the 27th. Mm-hmm. And the online registration for that is going to be open this Friday, February 8th. So if you're interested in being a part of the 5K on Saturday, April 27th, make sure and register. Last year was our biggest attendance that we've ever had for our 5K. It was beautiful weather, so we're hoping for the exact same thing this year. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, the other way that you can be involved in festival is to be a volunteer. And we're going to be opening up that registration online in about 2 or 3 weeks. We're going to try and do it a little earlier this year because it takes over 2,000 volunteers to run this festival. And without our volunteers, we would not be as successful as we are.
And remind people of some of the areas that you can volunteer in so they can be thinking about it for when it opens.
Absolutely. We have areas in hospitality, in security, in merchandising area. There's all these different ways. And what I want to make sure people understand is if you volunteer, it doesn't mean you don't get to experience the festival. It's a different way to experience the festival. And you can just give 2 to 3 hours of your time for the entire festival, and it is a huge help to us. Mm-hmm. So 2 to 3 hours of giving a little bit of your time, and then the rest of the time of the festival is yours.
It's really not so much to give.
It's really not mm-hmm. that much. And a lot of people say it's a whole different experience from inside than just being on the outside.
Yeah, you feel very invested in it.
Yes.
I know last year you all tried something, and maybe you're going to have this again, a kind of a kiosk, a volunteer kiosk.
We are going to have a volunteer tent. We had a volunteer tent where they come and register, and it's becoming very helpful to us because the volunteer tent can determine how many areas are covered and who needs more assistance. Right. And we take volunteers on site too now. Which we didn't have the opportunity to do before.
Right, and even though you may right now know you want to volunteer and volunteer for a certain number of hours, when the festival arrives, you may want to do a little bit more, and this is a way to do it instantly.
We always take more volunteers. We would never turn you away.
So we'll let you know when those volunteer lines open up, but you can be thinking about where you'd like to work at the festival this
Absolutely.
Year.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. If you've just tuned in, my guest is Monica Hebert, who is the president of the board of Festival International, and she's here talking about a number of ways that you can become involved and find out more about festival. And that stand-up lineup is new this year. You might want to go online and see what it's all about and find out about these packages that will let you know where to go and what's happening on this Thursday, the 7th.
This Thursday, the 7th.
All right. But the rest of us won't know until what date?
February 14th, the full lineup comes out.
Okay, so if you sign up for these packages and this stand-up lineup, kind of pub crawl, a scavenger hunt, you get to know a few things a little early on.
Absolutely, and I think a lot of people are going to be excited about the lineup this year.
Right.
I'm definitely excited. We have some great acts coming in.
Well, and I see Cecil Doyle smiling in there. He knows.
He definitely knows. Cecil is on the board, and he does a wonderful job. We appreciate all of his support and giving of his time.
Right, his insight and knowledge. I think he's been involved, at least on the programming committee, for a very long time.
A very long time.
A couple decades, maybe.
His knowledge is invaluable.
It is. It is. So anything else we need to or can know at this point about festival? We can be thinking about volunteering. You can sign up for the stand-up lineup this Thursday. This Friday, you can sign up for the Courier du Festival.
Correct.
And you can sign up as an AMI now?
Anytime. Okay. We have AMIs right now. Right. And, it comes with different package options, and some get a t-shirt with an AMI so you can wear it during festival. And we have a lot of people that really want to show that they're an AMI, that they support festival.
Okay, so those lines are open.
We love our AMIs. We love our volunteers. And it takes a community to put festival on, and we would not be able to do it with every single person that helps out.
Right. So just, of course, you can't give away, what the lineup is right now, but how is it feeling behind the scenes with the board right now? As president, it must have a different character each year, leading up to the festival.
It does, and it's such an exciting year. You know, when I stepped into this role, I was really excited about it. But the closer we get to festival, the more and more anticipation and the excitement that comes. And you just have this vision of how it's going to go off. And as far as things are going so far, I cannot wait. The anticipation is killing me. So,
and you're president of the board.
I am.
Again, there's so many ways to find out about what's happening at festival, so many ways to keep up with you, all the social media platforms.
Absolutely.
You're on them. I know you have a special app, I think, during festival.
We do have an app. Mm-hmm. We're anticipating that app being out right about the first to second week of March. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So be looking for that. If you've already had it on your phone and you still have it, of course, you'll get the notification that there's an update ready mm-hmm. for you to download. And if you haven't gotten it, then please, you know, go and get the app. It's a free app, and it gives you the entire lineup and who's on what stage and the map. And there's a scavenger hunt that's associated with the app that will only be able to be participated in during festival. So all kind of exciting things.
Well, I remember seeing a lot of people using that app last year, so it was great, very popular. Again, my guest, Monica Hebert, president of the board of Festival International de Louisiane. So many ways that you can get involved with starting now or this week or sign up for volunteering in a couple weeks.
That's correct.
Just a lot of different ways and many ways to find out that information. Anything else we should know right now, Monica, about festival?
I don't think there's anything else right now.
Covered that.
Stay tuned.
All right.
And keep in touch with us on our social media platforms and our website. We're always putting out what's coming up, what's next. Mm-hmm. So we try to keep the excitement going because really, I mean, it's only 78 days.
You're counting. I think you have the day count on your website. You started that last year. Definitely. And of course, KRVS will be broadcasting the festival live, as
Absolutely.
We've been doing for a couple
many
decades
years.
Now.
Many,
yes.
many years. Much appreciated.
Well, and people in other countries and other states, they have a way to keep in touch as well. So we're looking forward to that too. And we'll look forward to talking more about volunteering at the festival. I think we have several interviews coming up with festival people in the next couple months.
We do. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much, Monica.
Thank you for having us.